Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
29 degrees right now. Starting out chilly, but the heat is coming through.
Nice.
We'll be up to 47 by the end of the day tomorrow.
Balmy.
A high of 50. And Saturday will still be in the 40s,
right.
And it doesn't look like any precipitation until Sunday, so we got that going for us. It is a very special football Thursday.
Wow.
Your Buffalo Bills take on the Houston Texans tonight, live on CMF. And remember, it is an Amazon game, so if you do not have Amazon Prime, you can listen to it here on CMF.
Yeah.
Or go watch the game, the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai, with everyone's favorite break room member.
Who's that?
Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
That's right. Ryan will be at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Go hang out with him, watch the game, delicious food, fantastic drinks, and Ryan. And we have all day to get into this Bills game, which we will on a special Football Thursday. But I want to start the show with a side football story.
Oh, a side.
Well, it's not about football, but it's kind of about football.
Okay.
Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Currently the head coach of the University of North Carolina.
King of the creeps.
Yes.
Which is hard to do right now.
No, you're not.
But
he is
top of the heap.
So Bill Belichick showed up in the news in the last week for two reasons. The first reason, the Giants fired Brian Daboll, former Bills offensive coordinator. And the rumor was, because of the relationship that Bill Belichick has had with the Giants throughout his career and the respect and reverence that they have for each other, that he was going
to... Well, he came up with Parcells, right?
In the Giants organization. Right. His dream job has been Giants head coach.
Okay.
So the rumor was that was going to happen next year.
Oh.
Both Bill Belichick and the Giants put out statements saying that's not going to happen.
All right. Well, he's all tied up in Carolina.
Well, he is tied up in Carolina.
Up in a few different things, yeah.
So the Tar Heels, for those not paying attention, are currently 4-6. They got two games left. They have to win out to be bowl eligible.
Yeah.
Of the four wins they have, only two of them have come against what they call championship-level teams.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? All right. But that's not what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Did you see the story this week?
I did not.
Bill Belichick has his girlfriend.
And she is a girlfriend.
Yes. 72-year-old Bill Belichick dating 24-year-old Jordan.
But she's only 24?
Where have you been?
I thought she was like 28.
Remember they met when she was like in college doing homework on a plane.
Yeah, well, that's the story they went with.
I had her at 28. I didn't realize she was 24.
No, she's 24.
Either number's creepy. Yeah. You're right.
So, and again, if you've been following the story, you know that this not only is it creepy, but she has this weird control over Bill Belichick where she has been doing
I wonder what she uses.
But she's been doing these unbelievable, embarrassing things
that
Bill Belichick fully supports and just goes along with. And for
like stopping interviews midway through, he's not going to answer that question. She's almost
his
handler, PR person. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, she's getting paid off of his name. They were supposed to do a Hard Knock style reality show with two different companies. That got squashed twice because of her.
Yeah.
But none of that is even close to as embarrassing as what happened over the weekend.
Whatever.
This is embarrassing on so many levels.
So Kim,
I don't even know where to start.
Kimmy brought this to our attention yesterday.
What happened?
There is a photo of Bill Belichick's girlfriend competing as part of a co-ed adult cheerleading team.
What? A co-ed cheerleading team?
Adult cheerleading. So it's full-grown people.
Yep. Like
people in their 30s, 40s, 50s.
But this is a competition?
Yeah, yeah, like,
well,
you know,
20s, I guess, too.
You've seen like high school cheer competitions.
Right.
It's that.
Where they throw the kids up in the air and all that. Yeah. So is she doing that with other people?
Yeah, it's that for grown-ups.
Okay.
Like it's like,
didn't know that existed.
Did you do that? This is all brand new.
I know.
Cuz you could join the circus.
I had no idea this was a thing. I don't know if we have anything like this
here. Can we Google if Rochester has adult competitive cheer?
We probably don't know about it. All right.
And like, here's the thing.
Do they dress like cheerleaders?
Yep. All right. Oh yeah. They go all out like you would see at any other cheer competition, like the hair, the makeup,
right,
the uniforms.
It's everything you've ever seen, except they're big people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not kids.
Yeah, no, you are not. You are grown-ass people that made the decision to
Who
do
Who is this for? Perverts?
You'd think the perverts would be at the high school one.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got their fetish, bro. I mean, there's granny porn out there, you know?
So we're already at the sad level of adult competitive cheer competition, which this woman, who is now a millionaire because of the connection she has with
Bill
Belichick.
She doesn't need the attention.
Nah.
Is she going to start cheering on the sidelines?
Ooh, good question. Well, she's not a member. She's not enrolled at UNC. Yeah.
Why would that stop her? She's just hanging out with her husband on her boyfriend on the sidelines.
It's too low end for her, Tommy. She's part of a traveling adult cheer competitive team. But that's not the worst part of this.
All right.
Spotted in the crowd watching the competitive adult cheer
Who's
competition.
That?
Bill Belichick.
He's a cheer dad.
No.
But he's not her daddy.
Well, he could be her granddaddy.
Wait, cheer granddaddy.
He went to his 24-year-old girlfriend's grown-ass adult competitive cheer competition.
And he's sitting there with, like, all the other family members doing the same thing.
Yep.
It's insane.
I'm looking at the video of him watching. And it's, like, bothersome.
Yeah.
And I hate this guy.
Yeah.
I hate Bill Belichick.
Well, because it looks like he looks like her grandpa sitting in the stands watching her.
That, yes.
I was trying to think of, like, guys in history, famous dudes that dated younger women that were, like, controversial. And the one that came to my mind was Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. Mm. So Mia Farrow was 19, 20 years old. But Sinatra wasn't even 50.
Yeah.
And that was considered, like, gross by society.
Sure, sure.
This dude's 72, 73.
74, and she's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it a step further. If you want to use the Sinatra Mia Farrow.
Well, I'm just trying to think of other guys in history that, you know, dip below the line a little bit.
But even using that comparison, right? Like, Frank Sinatra is, you know, he's the chairman of the board. He's got all the power in the world.
Yeah.
In that relationship, the power dynamic was Frank said what he wanted to do, and she followed
him. Oh, absolutely.
What's weird about this is that this woman at 24 years old is leading this man who is rich, famous, powerful, revered, around by whatever she's leading around by.
Oh, I know what she's grabbing and pulling.
A guy that's normally used to bossing everybody else around, right?
Notorious.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, she just keeps putting him in these situations.
It's amazing. I want to see how far she can push him.
I didn't think it would get this far.
I didn't either, but we're here.
All right, Kimmy, does Rochester, New York have an adult competitive
cheer team?
Okay,
so I'm a little confused. There are, like, cheerleading teams that compete, like, travel cheer teams. It says, like, from ages 5-plus to adult. So I don't know what adult means. Like, does that just mean, like, 18?
Grown ass.
252 WCMF.
I don't know if, like, you're getting, like, older people in on those teams.
252 WCMF. Are there adult competitive cheer teams? Because here's the thing, man, even if you do that, I'm not here to take away your shine, whatever makes you happy. It's just this situation where like, she gets all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
She can do whatever she wants. She has gone out of her way to get national attention dating Bill Belichick. Yeah. But that's not enough.
Yeah,
you gotta be adult cheerleader. Right. And you gotta drag your 74-year-old boyfriend along to watch you.
God.
Like, the kind thing to do, knowing the pull that he has when he shows up anywhere, is to say, please stay home. I don't want you to have the attention, the embarrassment of being here.
Yeah.
But he's there.
And she's making him be there.
I would assume she's making him be there, unless, again,
he knows to be there.
Well,
it's an unsaid rule.
I would assume that she's pushing for it, just based on how she's reacted in other situations that we've seen on camera.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah, that's
it does seem like he can't really tell her no.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. Again, if you're just joining us, over the weekend, Bill Belichick was spotted at his girlfriend Jordan Hudson Houston.
Is it Hudson? I thought it was Hudson.
Doesn't matter. None of this matters. She is a part of an adult competitive cheerleading team, and he was at her competition watching her and cheering her on. I have the video. I'm watching the video of their performance.
So who's cheering with her?
She's on a team.
There's like 40 other people.
Yeah, but it's like co-ed, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's guys men and women. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of throwing the people up in the air.
You got it. A lot of sparkles. I mean, this looks very...
It's got to look like a Saturday Night Live bit.
It's a very...
Bill Belichick watching his girlfriend in an adult cheerleading.
Well, here's what's blowing my mind watching this video.
What?
This is very complicated. And it looks like it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, because you can hurt yourself.
But let me
you have to be athletic to do it.
But the point I'm making is they have spent a lot of time putting this together.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Choreographing it, sure.
And these are all grown ass people with jobs and lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's either that or golf.
I don't have time to play beer league.
Or paddleball.
Beer league hockey right now. Where are you getting the time to be part of the Cheer Extreme All Stars?
Maybe they're all rich people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rich and bored.
I hope it's boredom. I'm looking to fill a hole with my adult competitive cheerleading team. I can't get out of bed in the morning without the anticipation of my adult cheer practice.
I also want to point out she's only 24, right?
Yeah.
This is only the start of hobbies that she could have along the way being with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Like there's more to come.
But can't you make sourdough like every other woman your age right now? Like wouldn't that be the easier thing to do?
Pulling sourdough every night. Come on. Please, the guy never smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't imagine what I think about this every time. What his kids are thinking right now.
They gotta hate it.
Because his kids are probably older than her, most of them.
They are,
yes. Yeah. So.
But here's the thing.
Hey, mom.
We're at this age in this country where certain level of guys have so much money that they can either fly rockets to the moon, invite William Shatner with them, have 24-year-old girlfriends, and have no shame about any of it.
But again... The power dynamic doesn't work because Bill Belichick has the money. I mean, even Elon Musk, he got hung up over that woman for like.
No like shame in anything.
But that's just it. There should be, and you money. You have the money where you don't have to do this.
That's it. I think that's the point. Like you don't have to. You can say no. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this at all.
So there was a point with Sinatra and Mia Farrow when like he had to hang out with her friends, and there were a bunch of hippies, and they came over to the house, and he was like. Get out of my house. And he broke up with her because he realized how stupid it looked. Like, there was a moment in Sinatra's life where he looked around and go, no, this looks ridiculous. I'm drunk, and I know this looks ridiculous. And he stopped. Like, Bill Belichick doesn't have that wherewithal.
To your point, do you think Bill Belichick had to go with the crew to TGI Fridays to celebrate after the cheer competition?
Why not? He's picking up the tab.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good point.
Like, he has to meet her friends and listen to those stories.
Yeah.
If he wants to keep that action.
Yeah, what a different world for Bill Belichick. Like, what a different crowd, you know what I mean, compared to what he's been used to till this point.
But how do you relate?
I don't know.
How do you converse?
That's my point.
But you have to have a conversation.
But you can't. That's why you come to this moment where you go, this is ridiculous. Get out of my Palm Springs mansion. I'm going to go hang out with Dean on the golf course. With, like, guys my age.
All right. I mean, again, I understand that sex is a very powerful pull.
It obviously is, man.
But you don't have to do this, guys.
No.
You don't have to lower yourself to things you don't want to do for the sake of sex.
No.
Unless you got something weird on you.
Kimmy's convinced that she knows something.
I do. I think, like...
Well, there's a lot of that going around these days. Rich guys and people know things about... Well, let me see here. We want to protect the innocent right now, and we'll get back to that later.
It's a matter of national security, yeah, Tommy.
That's right. It's an ongoing investigation. We just want to protect these people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, they say bigger is better. Hard to argue.
Okay.
But for this, sizes are starting to get out of control.
Yes.
And they can really get as big as your imagination allows now. Because all of a sudden, the prices for these, which used to be insane,
oh, yeah,
out of nowhere, are cheaper than you can imagine.
How, though? What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy,
yeah,
Black Friday sales have been announced for like the last week and a half.
Yeah, they kind of jumped the gun a little bit now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they're gearing up, you know, for the big day next week. And Walmart has one hell of a Black Friday sale.
A whopper.
If you're in the market for a new television,
yeah,
you can get a TCL 85-inch smart TV. 85-inch smart TV. This TV is on sale for $798.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
85 inches
for under $1,000.
Now, by the way, the retail price of that television is $2,000, but you can get an 85-inch TV for under $800.
That's insane. I'm trying to think of the biggest TV I've seen in somebody's house. And we were at that house, and the TV was so big they had it sitting on the floor, and it was 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I said he bought it to watch NASCAR,
sure,
but he didn't even have a house big enough for it.
This TV is 25% bigger than that TV.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, where would you, like, a normal house, where does that go?
I guess on the wall.
Who's got a wall that big with... Well,
maybe you put it on the side of the house outside?
I don't know, man.
Okay, by the way, if you want this TV, you can actually go to Walmart's website right now and buy it.
Oh.
It's for sale for $800. And you don't have to stop there.
What else?
Because for the low, low price of $1,700, you can get a 98-inch TCL smart TV. 98
that's
inches.
That's like the Dallas Cowboys, that scoreboard that Jerry Jones put up.
That TV's marked out from $3,500.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. At what point does a guy's TV go from being so big it's impressive to so big you're a douche?
I think we're there.
85?
Oh, yeah. No woman wants that TV in her house.
Unless it's in, like, the basement or something.
But she don't want to see it.
Go crazy.
Yeah. My wife does not want some ginormous TV.
Yeah, the space for it.
You would have to have almost like one of those rich guy, like, movie theaters in your house with, like, reclining seats.
That's what I'm picturing.
I get why your wife wouldn't want it. You have it because, like,
it looks ugly.
You standing next to like a 40-inch TV, you already look tiny. Like, it would make her more depressed. But like, Kimmy, let's say your husband.
I would want to see it. I'd want to see it just to say I experienced
but you
an 85-inch
TV. You want it in your
TV.
Living room or your? I mean, where do you put it?
I don't know. I guess like if you had the space, it wouldn't be a problem. But if it is like the
normal house
centerpiece of a room, probably not going to work.
Are we just going to blow past what a rube Kimmy just sounded like?
What?
I want to say I saw an 85-inch TV. I seen an 85-inch television.
I kind of get where she's coming from.
Because that would be the one thing if I was telling somebody I went to your house, I'd be like, yeah, he's got an 85-inch TV. Like that would be the highlight of your home for me.
Because I'm thinking like those are the TVs they put in on display that nobody buys just to get you to walk over to the TVs.
Sure.
Look at the size of this son of a bitch.
There are some TVs that they put out there that I have yet to see in anybody's home. Like, remember when those curved TVs were
those didn't work.
I don't know a single person that actually owns one of those.
Well, because there's a flaw there when you're sitting to the left of the TV.
Yeah.
Right?
You kind of like looking around a corner.
Same with the 3D TVs.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anybody that actually owns
one. It was quad stereo, man. It just didn't work.
I only saw it in the store.
So, what's the size of the TV in your living room right now?
It's 50.
Okay, Kimmy, what's the size of the TV in your living room right now?
I think it's 50. I honestly don't know.
Okay, so we're in the 50s too. And my television feels huge.
Yeah, it's big enough.
Huge.
And I can't see.
And like these TVs we're talking about would be twice the size of the massive 50-inch television.
There's no way I could put it anywhere in our house. Anywhere.
Right?
Outside and would, you know, explode.
Like, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is I am curious, if I went over to somebody's house that had an 85-inch or a 98-inch television, is my first thought going to be, wow, or is my first thought going to be, dick?
You're not rich.
Well, but that's what's great about this. You don't have to be
rich.
No, but
you think you're rich because you're trying to be big time. Because you don't need that much TV.
Well, you also don't need 50. That kind of makes you a dick.
It makes me a little dick. Not a big dick.
Like, nobody needs a 50-inch television.
No, but I mean, that's pretty, 40 to 50 is pretty much the standard.
Well, what I do is standard, but what you're doing, you're a dick.
So I remember the biggest TV back in the day when you had standard, you know, with tubes, was a 32-inch color TV.
Wait, that was the biggest TV you could get?
You were the man. Like, those 32-inch, like, so my parents had, like, upstairs, they had the what they call a console.
Okay.
So it looked like a big piece of furniture. So in it, you had the TV, and you had the stereo over here. The speakers were built in, and then the other side were for your albums. And that, but that 32-inch TV, like, you were, like, the man.
Damn.
And that now has to look puny.
My dad bought...
It's got to look like a porthole.
My dad bought one of those, like, pieces of furniture televisions.
Yeah.
That was 40 inches.
Yeah, freestanding.
Yes. And it was, like, the greatest thing we had ever had in our family. It kept breaking, so we would have to do the little TV on top of the
pyramid.
Broken TV. Yeah, exactly. But, like, that, you're right. Like, it did feel like one of my friends would come in and be like, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, because you feel rich.
And then came the projection TVs, and that just made our TV look terrible.
Well, projection TVs were so ridiculous because you had to have all that extra space to project it onto the TV, so... You had to, you couldn't walk in front of it.
No, you couldn't.
Because you would get zapped.
All right, 252-WCMF. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. We'll get to that in a sec. Paul is sitting on hold. We'll talk to him in a sec. Again, Black Friday sales at Walmart being announced. You can do this right now. You don't have to wait until Black Friday. A TCL 85-inch smart TV, 85 inches for $798. You can do the 98-inch television for $1,700. And the question is, at what point does a TV get so big it's no longer impressive? You are just a douche. Paul might be a douche.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys today?
Good, man. What's up?
No, and my wife hates me because in my bedroom, I got an 86-inch TV in my small
room. In your bedroom?
Yes. It takes up my whole bedroom. It blinds you.
Why did you do that, Paul?
Because for the bills.
Because for the bills. All right, but like, do you regret getting a TV that big?
In the bedroom, though, it seems like...
Oh, yes, it should go in the living room.
I can hear me yelling at Paul in the background. Hey, Paul, why didn't you put it in the living room?
Yeah.
Because my room is the man cave. My room is the man cave.
Okay, all right, Paul.
Wait, did he say his bedroom is the man cave?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's laying it down in there, son.
Does he watch porn on that thing in his bed when his wife's not home?
No, I have a wife and kids.
Paul, well, yeah, I have a wife and kids, too.
He watches porn on that thing. He watches 85-inch porn.
Well, here's the thing.
That's too much porn.
If you had an 85-inch TV, I think you at least have to watch porn one time to see what happens.
I think it would shock you to see that stuff that big.
It's like King Kong?
King Kong. How about that cave you're looking at?
Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It's like doing one of those roller coaster simulators.
Yeah. Oh. Too much.
Zach writes us on Instagram. He says, my dad did this. He has a man cave, got an 85-inch TV. He just sent me a picture of it. It takes up the whole
wall. It has
to. What?
It's a sheet of drywall.
It really is a sheet of drywall that moves.
Yeah. Does he have the fancy seats? Because to me, like, if you don't have those fancy seats,
yeah,
it would kind of not
worth it.
Not cool.
Zach's, you got to have all of it together.
You got to have that fancy, like this, like if we have like this chair I'm sitting in. You got to have at least four of those.
So Zach's dad has two recliners.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, he's got hardwood floors in his basement?
Maybe it could be a...
That's a dick.
...ranch man cave? I don't know.
Ain't no ranch man cave.
It looks like it might be a ranch. It's got windows, so it can't be the basement.
No, it could be a walkout basement, bro. You got a walkout basement.
I don't have windows in my walkout basement. It's like it's a walkout basement only because there's one little hill.
Are you poor?
Yeah, can I borrow some money?
Yeah,
so I can buy an 85-inch television?
Yeah, out.
Put on your forehead? So like, here's the thing,
it can be good for your eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, okay, like, now you sound like our moms.
No, but I mean,
don't
no, she's right, though.
Shut up.
Like, sitting in front of a computer screen for too long gives me a headache.
You're going to get like seizures watching that
thing.
Unless
like you have this space where like you can back off of it a little bit. I can't imagine sitting there with that screen blaring in your face. Well,
probably
every
all get like
retina
damage.
Kim, we all sit with our phones like this all
day
long.
Yeah, but that's small. Yeah. It's like, to Kimmy's point, it's like the amount of radiation that's coming off of that thing.
There's no radiation.
You can literally cook
TV.
A meal on your lap while you're watching NASCAR.
God, you are an idiot.
When you get done, your ribs are done.
So here's the craziest part. What? We're not even done with the sizes yet.
No.
Well, so Chase writes us on Instagram. He says they have a 100-inch at Walmart, the ONN brand, and he's right because 100-inch isn't where it stops either.
By the way, how much weight can your wall support before it's like it starts pulling out the studs?
These TVs are super light.
They're that light?
Well, I mean, look, bro, I have a 50-something in my basement.
Yeah.
And I can pick it up with one arm. Like,
yeah,
I
but you've been
like,
working out, man. I mean, you've Kettle King, man?
You can carry like
no day off.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready.
All right, so you're saying they're so light. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Right. But Walmart, if the 85-inch is not big enough, right. If the 98-inch isn't big enough for you, Walmart right now is selling a 115-inch TCL smart television for $10,000.
So they got to deliver it on a flatbed. $10,000?
$10,000.
To watch television in your house?
That's a lot of money for an off-brand television, $10,000.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, if you spend $200 on a 50-inch TCL TV, which you can do, that makes sense to me. You get a few years out of it. You can replace it. You may be saving money compared to buying, like, a Sony or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? But $10,000 on an off-brand television, even if it is 115 inches, sounds like you're asking for trouble.
By the way, do you have to buy, like, the sound system separate, like, the sound bar and all that stuff?
Yeah.
So how much is all that crap?
You get a cheap sound bar for $100.
Yeah.
Really?
Not that expensive.
On a $10,000 TV?
The speakers aren't that expensive.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the expensive part. Somebody called and said, I'm recapping her story quickly. Her friend's husband bought an 85-inch TV. After a while of like using it for a while, she had to go to the eye doctor because she was having eye problems.
No, yeah. Come on.
She's right.
All right. Here's how douchey we are. Chris took a picture, writes us, says, you guys look good on an 85-inch TV. He is currently watching the live stream on his 85-inch TV.
Was that the kid in the bedroom?
No, different bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of weirdos out there with 85-inchers in their bedroom.
Have wives just lost control of their husbands?
Bro, this is what a 98-inch TV looks like on a wall.
Okay, it's hard to tell.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It
you're blind.
It is hard to tell.
I know, it's really hard to tell. These things are huge. I can't.
Well, you're showing me on your phone from 20 feet away. I can't tell what the hell you're doing.
So this is from Lori. It's like the, it is literally.
No
the,
woman wants that man. In her house.
Nobody wants our giant heads on their TV.
Right.
My head looks huge right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The last few weeks, Bills fans have wanted to see something. Win-loss didn't matter.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the defense get stops, turnovers, maybe keep the opposing team below 30 points. They need it. to see the offense click.
Yeah.
Passing plays look easy. In rhythm, as you put it.
Yeah, a little bit more even.
Confident Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. For every other game, for the rest of this season, I agree. I would like to see all of that as well. That would give me more faith in this team.
All right.
Except for tonight.
What's tonight?
Tonight, the theme for this game in Houston is win by any means necessary.
So you say it's going to be an ugly game. Oogly.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bills, Texans, tonight. Prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And remember, it is an Amazon Prime game. So if you don't have Amazon Prime, you can listen to it here on CMF,
okay,
which is great. Or you can go out and watch it.
All right, okay.
How about the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh?
I'm looking for some big, wide entertainment.
Oh, big and wide is big definitely wide. The theme. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
Will be appearing at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh this evening. Delicious drink. Fantastic food, as long as you get there before Ryan. And Ryan Duffy. Go hang out with Ryan tonight at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh with your friends from CMF. You guys said last week going into the Bucs game, not only do you want wins, you want the team to look good.
Yeah, look sharp.
Yes. Kimmy, you want to feel confident when you see Josh step back to pass.
Yeah.
And you want a wire-to-wire, fine piece of art of a game that you can hang on the wall.
Yep.
Okay.
I want to be able to rely on at least one side of the ball.
Okay, fair enough.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Tonight, none of that matters.
Oh.
None of that matters. You are on a short week on the road against a desperate Houston Texans team. The Texans right now are a game back of division foe Jacksonville for the last wild card spot in the NFL, in the AFC.
Lost to, right?
Yes.
Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, the Texans beat them 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the Texans beat Jacksonville. That's what I meant. Okay. Yeah.
The Texans have been playing with a backup quarterback the last 2 weeks.
So they should be like easy peasy.
He's 2-0.
How?
Don't know.
Close the kid with the neck.
Yeah.
Maybe he said neck.
What's his name?
I don't know. The neck.
Necky.
I think they just call him the neck.
If the Texans have a chance at sneaking into the dance, a win at home for them tonight would be huge.
Mm.
And I say this only because as Bills fans, we need to be prepared for anything and everything to be thrown at this Bills team by the Texans' offensive and defensive coordinators. It does not matter if the Bills' defense plays clean ball tonight.
All right.
It does not matter if the Bills' offense is humming and in rhythm all night long. Whether it is whether it is pretty, whether it is ugly, whatever it is, tonight, all you need to do is go get a win.
Right. Pretty win.
Yes. If that means nothing but four-yard slants thrown by Josh all night, so be it. If it means we run the ball for 3.5 yards every time, 40 times, fantastic. If 5 field goals beats them 15-12, that is just as good as the 44 points they hung.
All right, so you just need to win.
Win by any means necessary. Go to Houston, get a W, and get the hell out of there.
All right.
You guys know how anti-Thursday Night Football I am.
Oh, really?
We've talked about this.
Thursday Night Football is always a toss-up. No matter who's playing. Doesn't matter who's out there. Anything can happen.
The games are always bad. It is literally dangerous.
Scoring.
It's literally dangerous for the players.
By the way, you get to see your boy, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he will be on
Amazon. He's a headliner on that thing, man. They use him more than anybody on that show.
You're right. But the worst part about Thursday Night Football,
what's that?
To Kimmy's point, it levels the playing field for bad teams.
Mm.
And I get the NFL wants that because parity is good, like any given Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
But when you have to travel across the country on 3 days rest to do it all over again, especially a team like Buffalo who's already dealing with a ridiculous amount of injuries, it is not a good situation to be in. And I'll take it a step further.
Wait, more?
As long as they get the W tonight, there is nothing as a Bills fan you will be able to take from this game. It doesn't matter.
All right.
If they blow Houston out, it doesn't mean anything. They have more talent on the roster, short week, that makes sense. If they win by a point on a last-second field goal, doesn't mean anything. They got an extra day of practice, Houston did. They didn't have to hop on a plane. Like, whatever happens, nothing about this game matters as soon as the game is over.
So you said Houston has a really good defense, right?
Houston might have the best defense in the NFL.
Wow.
But, again, that's up in the air because they play in a division, although the Colts have this great record and Jacksonville has, 6-4, the division might be the worst in football.
It's weak.
It's a weak division.
All right.
So if they've played those teams multiple times, which pumps up their numbers.
All right.
I feel like when you say win by any means possible.
Necessary.
Necessary. Whatever.
Thank you.
That means you're going to have to rely on Josh again.
Sure.
Do we want that?
I mean,
do we want Josh taking the game into his own hands where he's susceptible to getting hurt and he's the only one that's going to make anything happen?
He's going to carry his team on his back, basically.
I guess I hate relying on that.
But it's a nice show, though. He's running around.
It is. It's a great show. Right. And I know Josh can do it. But is that the kind of game we want to play?
So the last couple of weeks, I've come to a realization.
What's that?
Kimmy, you don't want to hear this, but I think it's true. Having James Cook, as I wear his jersey this morning,
yes,
doing what he's doing,
yeah,
that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
But that's icing on the cake. You're paying Josh $250 million.
Sure.
Yeah.
Josh wants the ball in his hand in every situation.
Oh, yeah. And he will do it. You have to hold him back from himself.
I'm sure everybody heard the audio of him being mic'd up scoring that touchdown last week. He is laughing like a maniac. The kid is a maniac.
Yeah.
He is a maniac. Kimmy,
yeah,
you paid him to go be that guy.
Yeah.
Let him go be that guy.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You are your best team when you just take your hands off and let him go play.
All right, so let him have fun.
But it's as a fan watching, you're just holding your breath every time. It's a tough watch.
Right, so it might be fun to watch then.
Well, you know, we've talked about how, you know, Josh first got here again, talking about Bills Texans tonight. It does not matter what the offense looks like, what the defense looks like. It does not matter what the score is, how clean the game looks. Mm. It is a win by any means necessary evening, and nothing that happens tonight you can move forward. You know, when Josh first got here those first 3 years, it was the Josh Allen experience.
Sure.
It was lightning in your veins. You felt something,
yeah,
man. And, you know, the last couple of years as Josh has become more
mature
and, like, confined.
Gain management.
Yeah. Like, that feeling kind of went away. I got to be honest, man. Miami and Tampa Bay, that feeling's coming back.
Right.
And I don't hate it.
Right.
Like, the excitement I get when it's like,
leaping, Josh.
What's he going to do, guys? Here it comes. Spin the wheel round, it goes.
Chest pass Josh.
Okay, I didn't like that. Yeah. That one I did not like.
That one happens a couple times. You can always account for at least one of those a game.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of things you need to know about the game this evening if you are listening to
this. What do I need to know?
So injuries are rough for the pass catchers. Curtis Samuel, wide receiver, is not going to go tonight.
He's out.
He is out. New signing, Mecole Hardman, receiver, return man, who got a 61-yard return. He hurt his calf. He is out.
Jesus.
Is there another receiver that's not playing?
Dalton Kincaid.
Yes, he is out too. So that's three pass catchers.
Yeah.
So we had talked earlier this week. That means, by default, Keon Coleman, who was held out of last week's game for being late to a meeting, would have to play.
He's got to step up.
Yeah. Turns out that may not be the case.
He's not going to play?
So hold on.
Not confirmed.
Hold on.
Just a rumor.
So the guy who reported first last week that Keon Coleman would not be dressing for the game against Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Which was the only person that reported that.
Yep. Came out yesterday and said he is getting information that Keon Coleman will once again be held out this week.
For discipline?
Don't know.
Or just that he's not... Is that Adam?
I don't know.
So who you got left?
Gabe Davis, Elijah Moore would dress. He didn't dress last week. Khalil Shakir, who just had a little baby girl, and Josh Palmer.
All right.
And then Tyrell Shavers, who caught a touchdown last week. But, I mean, Kimmy.
I mean, so there are some weapons there.
But Keon Coleman's a second-round pick who is supposed to be the guy that took the step forward,
Kimmy. Yeah. And he's been okay. It's not like...
He's had his moments.
Yeah.
But he also can't catch the goddamn ball. No separation.
He gets no separation.
Yeah.
I hope.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be go up there and get the goddamn thing.
He's a tall man. He's a tall man.
He's a tall kid.
He's a tall man. Be a tall man.
He is.
I hope this guy is wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Just for the career of Khalil.
Because I think if he's right, then we've kind of... Is Keon Coleman kind of done here?
I think they're just
riding it out.
I think he might be done anyway. I think, I mean,
they give him the boot?
Well, not that they're going to cut him. So we talked about this.
He'll be on the roster.
But you won't see him.
Yeah, Filthy Mouth Fates brought this up on Monday.
Oh, yeah. What did Foul Mouth say?
He believes that in the offseason, the Bills will just unload him for whatever they can.
Okay.
Trade him off the roster and move forward.
Wow. Man, what a bust.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Unless he plays tonight and he goes off.
Maybe.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, we'll see.
All right, so again, it is an Amazon Prime game tonight. If you do not have Amazon Prime, you can listen to the game live here on CMF, or you can go out to Bill Gray's, watch it with Ryan. That's going to be a blast and a half.
Oh, sure.
Just make sure you order your wings as fast as possible, because Ryan just keeps them coming.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when to stop, is what he says.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.